News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Four sets of floodlights are to be installed at Sabina Park within 3 months. This will enable Jamaica to host day-night cricket matches at its premier test cricket ground. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller signed a bilateral memorandum of understanding with the Indian government for a $2.1 million grant for the provision of the lights. The remaining funds will be provided through a grant from the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF.
With lights, Sabina Park, we can host major sporting events which are beyond our reach at this time. Your Excellency, we are pleased that the government of India has agreed to sign a bilateral memorandum of understanding with the government of Jamaica to provide financial support to the installation of the floodlights at Sabina Park. On behalf of the government and people of Jamaica, I say thank you, High Commissioner, for this generous gift and for this bold symbol of brotherhood and sisterhood.
The lights will be installed by the Fosrich Group under the management of the Urban Development Corporation. The proposed transshipment hub, part of the Logistics Hub Initiative, is expected to create 2,000 jobs during the construction phase. 10,000 jobs will also be created after the project is fully implemented.
After all the required studies are carried out, including the environmental impact assessment, that this project will be going ahead. If we can find a project which provides productive employment for our citizens, which raises the standard of living of our people, and at the same time restricts any damage to the flora and fauna, then we have a win-win situation.
Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davis. He was speaking at the signing of a framework agreement with China Harbor Engineering Company, CHEC, for the development of a transshipment hub in the Portland Bight. Heavy-duty vehicles can now transport 20% more than the maximum weight previously allowed on the roads. Cabinet recently approved the increase with immediate effect. However, Minister without responsibility in the Transport Ministry, Dr. Maurice Guy, says haulers will still need to abide by certain stipulations.
While the permitted maximum is being increased by 20%, that is, 10 tons on the rear dual axle and 6 tons on the single front axle, the maximum laden weight of a truck should not exceed the weight fixed by the manufacturer. No permit will be granted for loads exceeding the manufacturer's specification, irrespective of the maximum axle loads now permitted by this temporary change.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, will acquire 73 more Volvo buses to augment its existing fleet. The 53-seater units are expected to arrive on the island by the end of April. The company has been rolling out a total of 404 buses since April 1 as part of measures to maintain its reformed sub-franchise arrangement in the Kingston Metropolitan Region, KMTR.
So, a combination of what we have in Jamaica, what we have restored through maintenance and parts importation, and the new buses we will have to run in the franchise somewhere in the region of almost 500 JUTC buses by the month of May.
Managing Director of the JUTC, Colin Campbell. Meanwhile, the Jamaica Urban Transit Company is recruiting 200 drivers to operate the new buses that will arrive on the island this month. Managing Director of the JUTC, Colin Campbell, says the company has already acquired 51 of the 200 drivers required.
Every time we import buses, in the JUTC, our policy is 2.5 drivers per bus. So when we bring in 73 new buses at the end of this month, it means that we have to ramp up our driver cohort in order to be able to properly service the commuters.
Mr. Campbell was speaking at a press conference at the agency's corporate offices in St. Catherine Tuesday. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Ruth N. Carr.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.